This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. By what standard are we to be governed? For those who reject God's word and its authority, our law should be based primarily upon human reason and what seems right to man. For the Christian, our law should be based upon the law of God. There are several things that give weight to the preeminence of the law of God. Well, first of all, it was authored by God. God, as the creator of all things, is in a unique position to know intimately how all things are designed to work. He doesn't have to guess as to what is right and what is wrong in each situation. He knows. Secondly, it was affirmed by the prophets. One of the most consistent messages proclaimed by the Old Testament prophets, including John the Baptist, was that of the need for God's people to adhere to the law of God. His standards were never presented as merely a good option among many, but the only option. And thirdly, it was accomplished by Christ. Jesus himself proclaimed, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished." His death on a cross was necessary in securing salvation because the penalty for sin had to be paid. The law had to be fulfilled. We'll find out more about this topic of the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetic Series. Visit our website at nickguy.net and discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.